Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Tranmere have done half the job, haven't they? Well, more than half the job, you'd say. 3-0 up against Aldershot. Half-time in that playoff semi-final first leg goes back to Prenton Park on Saturday. Midday kickoff, or 12:15. It's going to be chocker there. They're expecting over 10,000. We had Mark Palios on the Legends last night. He was hoping they'd reach 10 or 11,000. Let's catch up with a man who's experienced that playoff scenario with Rovers, former Tranmere midfielder, Eddie Bishop. Morning to you, Eddie.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Great, thank you. Brings back a few memories, does it, playoffs?
It does, yeah. Good memories, bad memories. Hopefully they're going to be good memories for them lads tomorrow. Or hopefully if they get to Wembley anyway, yeah.
I mean, obviously getting over that first hurdle to get to Wembley, that's not always straightforward in itself.
No, it's not. It's over two legs. It can be a nerve-wracking time, but I think what's gone in Tranmere's favour this year is possibly maybe Lincoln winning the game, winning the league with games to go. It sort of gave Tranmere the chance to sort of focus on the playoffs, if you know what I mean. Imagine if it had been coming to the last game of the season and you needed to win to win the league. And, you know, getting over that disappointment in just a matter of a few days. But they've had a couple of weeks sort of to realise their fate and get themselves ready for these playoffs.
So there's a bit of psychology going on there.
Yeah. Well, when you looked at the game the other night, he just looked so focused and disciplined and professional. And it was a fantastic performance the other night. And I think it was all down to the preparation they've been able to do. Maybe resting a few lads against Maidstone on that last game. And just getting themselves really ready for what, you know, in all reality is a cup semi-final.
Resting all the lads against Maidstone. That was quite some movie made, the manager.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was a great move. And to be fair, the young lads done well. They came over with a 1-0 victory. So, that momentum in terms of, you know, winning games, carrying on winning games, getting that winning focus, it's just carried on.
History would say that teams don't really lose a 3-0 lead going into the second leg of a playoff.
No.
But look, let's face it, and I think that, you know, Mark Palios brought it up last night on the Legends. He said, well, remember the Southampton game. He said things like that can happen, so be very wary of them.
Yeah, it can happen. It's only half-time, but it's a 90-minute half-time, and, you know, Tranmere, you could look at it in a negative way and say, well, Tranmere scored three at their place. What's going to stop them scoring three at Prenton Park? But I think he's got the lads in the right frame of mind, Mickey Mellon, and I'm not too concerned about it. I'm pretty confident. I thought they were excellent the other night, and I think they'll sit back, probably soak up a little bit of pressure, which all the shots have got to go for it, and hopefully they'll catch them on the break. You know, I think they'll be okay. I'm not counting chickens here, but I think they'll be okay.
Right, I don't think any team is any more synonymous with the playoffs than Tranmere, and that stretches right back to obviously your time and you were in and around the club, both when you played there and you came on as a sub in the final, didn't you, at Wembley in the 89-90, is that right?
It was, it was 1991, somewhere.
1991.
County, yeah. The Ross County game, Neil Warnock's Ross County, when we got beat 2-0. And that was a massive disappointment for the club, you know, to get so close. But then they turned it around the year after. I wasn't at the club the following year when Chris Malkin scored that fantastic goal against Bolton and got them into the old First Division. That was fantastic. That. So they are great days when you win. And it's something to cherish. And hopefully, I think they'll be okay tomorrow. And hopefully they'll either Forest Green or Dagenham in the final at Wembley to get them back where they should belong, back in the Football League.
Now, as you say, you weren't at the club when Malkin scored the goal, but the manager made sure you got into Wembley. Go on, tell us the story.
it's a long-winded story, if you've got time.
Go on, you've got a couple of minutes. Abbreviate it.
Well, I'd had a transfer to Chester a couple of months before. So, I woke up the morning of the game and I thought, you know what, I need to get down there. I want to go down there and watch the lads as a supporter. But I'd been out on the beer the night before. And I shouldn't have really been driving. So I actually pulled into Sandbach Services, tried to sober myself up, bit of breakfast. And I thought, you know what, I still want to go, but I'm not driving. So I started thumbing a lift. Eventually, I got some lads from Rock Ferry, I think they were from. They picked me up, piled me with loads of cans of beer in the back of the car, got me to Wembley, but I still needed to get into the ground. They looked after me great, but I need to get into the ground, so I made my way over to where the coach comes in the tunnel at the old Wembley Stadium. And the lads see me, you know, banging on the window. Look, where's the bish? What's he doing down there? I said, look, me always injured for this particular game. So he come out on his crutches and he said, I'll get you in, don't worry. Yeah, Jimmy, you know the kit man. Eddie, get all of that. So I just carried the kit bag in with the kit man and I was into the ground then. But I still didn't have a ticket. So I needed somewhere to sit. So I said to Johnny King, I said, oh, listen, Gaffer, he said, oh, bish, God, what are you doing here? Great to see you. I said, oh, great to be here, but I haven't got a ticket. He said, don't worry about it, son. Come and sit with us. So I sat on the bench with all the subs and the coaching staff in me denims. I had a Sammy shirt on, but I had a denim jacket on. I looked like Shaking Stevens. It was amazing. But what a great day.
Brilliant.
And at the end of the game, I was in the bath with him. I came back on the team bus and big party at Prenton Park. And hopefully there'll be a big party next week as well.
So you were an unused sub for Johnny's team that day. Absolutely brilliant, Bish. Well, I don't want to see you on the bench this time round at Wembley if they get there, but I'm sure you'll be there supporting the boys. Great to catch you.
We've sort of half booked the hotel. I don't want to tempt fate, but we've half booked the hotel anyway. Yeah.
Steve Hoddesall's kick-off. This is Radio City Talk.